Fiat Chrysler and NBSP, and Peugeot owner PSA plan to join forces through a 50-to-50 share swap to create the world's fourth largest automaker, they said on Thursday, triggering a new wave of consolidation in the car industry. Fiat Chrysler and NBSP and PSA said they aim to reach a binding deal to create a $50 billion and £39 billion company domiciled in the Netherlands, with listings in Paris, Milan and New York, and with PSA and S. Carlos Tavares as CEO and FCA and S. John Elkann as chairman. The move comes less than 5 months after FCA abandoned merger talks with PSA and S. French rival Renault and NBSP, and would give both companies the scale to help manage a global downturn in auto markets as well as costly investments in new technologies such as electric and self-driving vehicles. FCA would get access to PSA and S. more modern vehicle platforms, helping it to meet tough new emissions rules, while Europe-focused PSA would benefit from FCA and S. profitable US business. However, Jefferies analyst Philippe Houchois said that, adjusting for the differences in market value and planned dividend payments, achieving the 50-to-50 split would effectively see PSA paying a 32% premium to take control of FCA. FCA shares jumped as much as 11% in early trade to hit a one-year high of €14.248. PSA shares fell as much as 13% to touch a two-week low of €22.77. Andlco, PSA shareholders are assuming more market risk than FCA and S, Andrico, Houchois said, although he added an FCA-PSA deal was still the most logical and attractive combination in the industry. Savings. The management teams of FCA and PSA will seek to finalize the discussions in the coming weeks to create a group with 8.7 million in annual vehicle sales, putting it fourth globally behind Volkswagen, Toyota and the Renault-Nissan alliance. The deal aims to make savings of €3.7 billion, and £3.19 billion, without plant closures, and achieve around 80% of that within 4 years, at a one-off cost of €2.8 billion. The multi-brand group will include the Fiat, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, Peugeot, Dies, Opel and Vauxhall brands, allowing it to serve mass and premium passenger car markets as well as trucks and light commercial vehicles. The deal is coming together just as the auto industry has entered a downturn. Manufacturers Ford, Daimler and Volkswagen and supplier Continental have in the past months lowered their forecasts, citing a steeper than expected drop in demand. During the last downturn in 2009, Chrysler and General Motors filed for bankruptcy protection, and the French state stepped in to support both Renault and PSA with loans. French blessing. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire welcomed the FCA-PSA tie-up, saying it would give them the critical mass needed to thrive in a fast-changing industry. Paris, which has a 12% stake in PSA, was blamed for the collapse of FCA and S merger talks with Renault as it urged the French firm to focus on its existing alliance with Japan and S Nissan. The French government also owns 15% of Renault. However, the deal could still be subject to close regulatory scrutiny, while Rome, Paris and unions are all likely to be wary about potential job losses. Italian Industry Minister Stefano Pacinel said the deal was good news provided it didn't affect jobs in Italy. The combined group will have an 11-person board, with 6 members coming from PSA including Chief Executive Tavares, and 5 from FCA including Chairman Elkann. As part of the deal, FCA will pay its shareholders a €5.5 billion special dividend and hand them shares in its robot-making unit Camau. PSA, meanwhile, will distribute to its investors its 46% stake in supplier Faurecia. City analysts said the cash payout for FCA shareholders contrasted with the Faurecia shares, worth about €2.7 billion at Wednesday and S close, being offered to PSA shareholders, saying the latter were and being asked to remain patient. And China and S. Dongfeng Motor has a 12.2% equity stake and 19.5% voting stake in PSA, and there has been speculation it might use the tie-up to sell its holdings. One banking source told Reuters Dongfeng would be able to sell its stakes, which could help ease the deal and Squo's passage through U.S. regulators, given U.S.-Chinese trade tensions. Benefits. Stricter anti-pollution rules from 2021 have triggered heavy investments into electric and hybrid vehicles as European lawmakers are forcing a 37.5% reduction in vehicle CO2 emissions between 2021 and 2030, after a 40% cut between 2007 and 2021. A combination with PSA would give FCA access to the French group and Squo's more modern and more flexible vehicle technologies, including the SMP modular platform, which was launched in 2019 for Peugeot and Squo's C208 compact city car, and donated the technology which allowed Opel to build the Corsa e-Mini. The SMP platform was jointly developed by Dongfeng and PSA. Strategy firm PA Consulting has forecast FCA faces a fine of €700 million unless it radically changes its emissions profile to sell more electric and hybrid cars. PSA has already integrated Opel and Vauxhall, which it bought from General Motors in 2017, shifting them from 9 GM platforms to just 2, a step which helped Opel to return to profit after more than a decade of losses. FCA is being advised by Goldman Sachs and D&S Quo, Angelin, while PSA is working with Morgan Stanley, Mediobanca and Squo's Messier Maris and Amp, Associates Unit and Perella, sources close to the deal said.